Black Heart, Detective Dan Reilly, Book 1. Written by Anna Lou Weatherly and read by James Lely.
There is no why, since the moment simply is, and since all of us are simply trapped in the moment, like bugs in amber. Kurt Vonnegut. Chapter 1. She pushed through the revolving doors. The sound of her stiletto heels clacking against the ornate marble flooring as she walked into the plush hotel lobby. It was busy. This was good. Her eyes flicked towards the concierge behind the shiny, curved reception desk and the groups of well-dressed Japanese tourists, businessmen and wealthy guests buzzing around it, designer luggage piled high behind them. Her timing was perfect and deliberate. La Raymonde, one of the most prestigious five-star hotels in Knightsbridge, operated a late checkout policy, at a premium, of course, and its exclusive clientele thought little of paying for such advantages. She would go relatively unnoticed in the bustle of human traffic. It had been raining heavily outside, too, another bonus. People were always preoccupied in wet weather, too concerned with ruining their expensive blow-dries and suits. She brushed a few droplets of rain from the shoulders of her Burberry trench coat, which she'd worn with the collar turned upwards, and concentrated on walking straight ahead towards the lifts, careful not to slip on the wet marble floor, her patent stilettos proving even more treacherous in such conditions. She entered the lift, smiling briefly at the occupants before turning her back on them, then slipped out on the third floor and walked two flights of stairs up to the fifth. Penthouse Suite 106. She rang the bell and heard his hefty bulk shift as he got up to answer it. "Hello, Daddy Bear." She entered the suite, throwing her bag onto the huge round bed and opening her coat. Immediately she spied the Magnum of Krug on ice and a small duck-egg blue Tiffany box with a white ribbon on one of the plump pillows. Muted pornography was playing on the 60-inch flat-screen TV. She took her coat and thin black strappy dress off almost simultaneously, discarding them onto the silk-upholstered chaise longue, one of an exquisite pair, she noted. "Well, hello, Goldilocks." His eyes widened as he drank in her expensive lingerie. Lingerie he'd hand-selected for her from Agent Provocateur just for today's occasion. "You look sensational." She adjusted one of her stockings. "Excellent choice, I must say." She admired herself in the large floor mirror. "I particularly like the way the basque cinches my waist and the ouvert panties." She gave him a sideways glance. "Dirty, filthy, bad, Daddy Bear." She watched as he lay grinning on the bed, his heavy form leaving an imprint on the delicate sheets. He was half naked, his stomach protruding over his tight briefs. "Take them off." He instantly obeyed, glad to be rid of them. "Champagne?" He went for the bottle. "I have a gift for you. Afterwards." She pushed him back onto the bed and straddled him. "Daddy Bear, so hard already." She closed her eyes and began to moan a little as she slid down onto him. "Only for you, my angel. Oh, all just for you." She laughed, throwing her head back as she began to ride him hard. He felt like a bouncy castle. "Oh, baby, slow down. I'm going to... Too late. She looked down at his round face, where traces of ecstasy were gradually dissipating, along with his almost instant orgasm. Beads of unhealthy sweat glistened on his forehead. "Oh, I'm sorry," she shrugged. "I just wanted you so bad."